الهلاخص ايه المؤثر للقوضة دي بيسا ميكدش. We have mentioned the delicacy of the Beis HaMikdash. The Kodesh Kodesh was completely a different story. When the Kohen God went to the Kodesh Kodesh on Yom Kippur, once a year, Chazal tell us that Abai Hasheni, when they weren't the great tzaddikim that they were in the first Beis HaMikdash, the custom was the Kohen God would go into the Beis HaMikdash, Kodesh Kodesh, with a rope tied around his waist. Because chances were that he would remain without life, and they would have to pull him out. Because in the Kodesh Kodashim, even the smallest machshov, the holiness is so embracing that the smallest machshov is already chas v'sholim. It's only those that can keep the completeness of the machshov can go to the Kodesh Kodashim. Now there's a beautiful chazal, which the Bezriel mentioned in, you know, just flew by it. I'd like to start from the Chazal. It's a beautiful Chazal. On today's parsha, it says, "V'chol odom lo yihye ba'oyel moyed bevoyoy mechaper ba'kodesh." The pasuk says that no person should be in the oyel moyed when he comes to mechaper ba'kodesh. Now we have to know that Chazal HaKadoshim learned Torah with a part of Torah called Rash, took every word with its little translation. And Chazal say, "V'chol odom lo yihye ba'oyel moyed." There is no person. Here he is. He's the person. And the words of Chazal is, "V'chi kohen gadol lav odom hu." Isn't he himself a human being? If we would learn the pasuk, you know, we'd go by it. We wouldn't be bothered by the pasuk. It means any other person. But the Torah doesn't say "V'chol odom achir." It says "V'chol odom lo yihye ba'oyel moyed." No person should be there. And Chazal say Tonim, we learned, B'shor sheruach ha-kodesh malbashto. When ruach ha-kodesh engulfs the Kohen, ho-yuponov boros kalapidim. His face was burning like flames. Shenemar, b'sifse koye yishmuru das, b'toyre b'vakesh b'piyu, ki malach Hashem tzokas. When the Kohen went to the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he was so engrossed in Kedusha, he lost his identity. There was no other. He turned to a malach. He was burning like flames. V'chol odom lo yihye ba'oyel moyed. Shabbos Kodesh is a Kodesh Kodoshim, as we had mentioned, of the creation. Kodesh Kodoshim, there's the Eben HaShasiyah, and there goes forth all the Shefa Kodesh for everything, for all the creation. The same is true with Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh and Kodesh Kodoshim. Our chiv of Shabbos, as we had said, even in the mitzvah of Shabbos, is not to generate the kedusha of Shabbos. To remember that it's Shabbos, and to be engulfed and engrossed, and to be within the embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Shabbos. And as the question was, to put aside all... the question was, not to be human on Shabbos? Yes. But I voiced the question, to be animalistic? Not to be animalistic, to be an angel, to be a mountain. Okay, we're going very high, Madrigas, but let's put it down in simple language. On Shabbos Kodesh, all personal interests to be creative, to build, to draw, to everything which is creative, that's not for Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, you go into the Beis HaMikdash and you're involved with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're invited to his table. And someone once asked me, Why is it also to make a chocolate cake on Shabbos? And again, it's a silly question. But a geschmack. Imagine you have an extra guest on Shabbos and there's no cake. There's no cake in the house. All the cake was eaten up. A lot of us, I don't know for you, but many of us have friends that spent a Shabbos in a gas station over a bag of potato chips. So what's the chil Shabbos if you go to a store, you buy something like Kvod Shabbos? What's the chil Shabbos to cook something on Shabbos? What's the chil Shabbos to bake on Shabbos? But I'll tell you a mashal. Imagine you have guests not on Shabbos, you have guests one evening, say the Baba comes, your parents come, and they're sitting with the children, they're sitting, and the Zaidi says, "Where's mommy?" "She's in the kitchen making a cake." So you know what Zaidi says? She says, "I didn't come to eat your cake. I have cake at home." I came to sit and enjoy you. Come sit with us. That's all. When a guest comes, he wants us to enjoy you. Come sit with us. That's what Shabbos is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you made the cake Erev Shabbos, it's beautiful. If you didn't prepare the cake Erev Shabbos, ich darf nicht dein cake, ich darf nicht dein kegel, ich darf nicht dein glass tea, I just want to sit with you. Zuchur v'seim HaShabbos. Remember that it's Shabbos. Let us sit together in a Shabbos table. And remember that it's Shabbos Kodesh. Remember that you're in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember that you're engrossed in the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you want to feel your identity, you want to write, you want to build, you want to Meleches Machsheves, that's not for Shabbos. Shabbos, spend time with Hashem. Learn His Torah, say a capital Tehillim. Enjoy Shabbos. Know that it's Shabbos. Shomer is a Shabbos. Be careful not to bring into your life something that desecrates the Shabbos. If you write a poem, it's Chil Shabbos. If you read a magazine, it's Chil Shabbos. If you talk to one of the Talmud, it's Chil Shabbos. In Halacha, it's Chil Shabbos. It's not Chayav Chatos, not Chayav Skin. It's Chil Shabbos, because that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos is a sukkah of Kedusha. It's an engrossment, it's an embrace of Kedusha. And I told that fellow who asked me, I can't call him on Shabbos to say good Shabbos in Tel Aviv. So I said, did you learn Mishnayos? He said, I didn't learn Mishnayos, I didn't learn nothing. So I told him, look, the first Beis HaMikdash is written up in Sefer Melachim. The second Beis HaMikdash is written up in Masechet Midos. The third Beis HaMikdash is written up in Sefer Yechezkel. Now I don't know this form, I wish I would know more, but to the best of my memory, in the Beis HaMikdash is no telephone. Because, imagine, and Chazal tells us, B'koishi, listen to the beautiful words, B'koishi hitiru leimar sholem b'shabbos. With great difficulties were we able to say Shalom Aleichem b'shabbos. And someone brought me this Chazal and says, he says, to say Shalom Aleichem is also Chil Shabbos. And I told him, imagine, today there is no king, but today imagine even a president. You're invited to the White House, and you're talking to the president, and in walks Yankel from 13th Avenue. You're grocery man. Hi, Yank. When you're talking to the president, you don't say hi, Yank. When you're mekal pnei hashchina, when you're oimed lefnei hamelech, even shalom aleichem, b'koishi hitilem shalom b'shabbos. With great difficulty will they allow us to say Shalom Aleichem on Shabbos, because you're only the Bnei HaMelech. In the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu embraced everyone who was in the Beis HaMikdash. And that is the Metzius of Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh is not our creation. Shabbos Kodesh is the Beis HaMikdash, and we're invited to the Beis HaMikdash. They were drafted to the Beis HaMikdash. You could speak the word invite, but that's not our subject now. On Shabbos Kodesh, we're in Beis HaMikdash. And that's why in the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah of Moriah Mikdash, and the Gemara says, on Amoros doesn't say a lie in Shabbos. Because Emes Shabbos, like the pachad of Shabbos. And the Beis HaMikdash, the whole Seder of Beis HaMikdash you'll find in Shabbos. On Beis HaMikdash is Be'er HaKtoyos. Just one little point I want to put in, I'm going to continue. In the Beis HaMikdash, there was always a good smell. The Gemara says that there was Olam Lo Nisbas Mo Kala B'Yerushalayim. You could look in Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim, millions of people came, and there was a lot of business going on. You have all the stores there. There was probably a pet shop there. Whatever you want, there was no perfumery. In Beis HaMikdash, there was no perfumery. In Yerushalayim, lo oylam lo nis basmo kala b'Yerushalayim, because the k'toris of every morning, every evening, that they took the 11 spices and they spilled them on the coals, and went up a smoke of k'toris, engulfed all of Yerushalayim with such a delicious, unbelievable smell that no perfume could have any meaning in Yerushalayim. And on Shabbos Kodesh, there's a good smell of Shabbos. Maybe it's the chant in the house, but I think it's the mitzvah of shalom bayis. There's a special halacha of Shabbos, of Neres Shabbos, which is more important than Neres Chanukah, more important The Gemara says, Shalom Bayis Adifa. Lesvaru Eish Bechoma Yish Vesichem B'yam HaShabbos. And the Zohar HaKadosh says, don't kindle a fire, don't get angry on Shabbos. Talmud Vara says, even on such issues which during the week it's a mitzvah to get angry. To give musa to your children. It's a mitzvah to get angry, not on Shabbos. Sometimes it's a mitzvah to kindle a fire, not on Shabbos. On Shabbos it's supposed to be tranquil. It's supposed to be what they call in Hebrew, Avirat Tova. It's supposed to be a good atmosphere. It's supposed to be Shalom Bayis. A good smell in the house. Because Shabbos Kodesh is, it's not your home. You don't get angry at the Kinderach when you're a guest. At least we try not to. If you're in someone else's house, don't scream at the Kinderach. And certainly don't argue between the family. Because you're in someone else's home. It's Nishkan Derechet. Shabbos Kodesh, we're a guest back on Hebrew. Now, there was one more who I think, I'd like to introduce, who the third partner in this partnership of Shabbos Kodesh and Beis HaMikdash. And this is Lashon Chazal, Talmud Chochem B'Bchinas Shabbos. Now, I think you know there was an old minig where Talmud Chochem used to come to a town. They would go mekalapon and big day Shabbos. And big day Shabbos did not refer to beautiful clothes. If a fellow had an old shmata shtrabel, he got the Yerusha from his grandfather, and he happened to buy himself a new weekday hat, he would, Talmud Chochem would come, he'd put on the shtrabel. Big day Shabbos. Even though the hat was much more becoming, there was halacha that Talmud Chochem is a Shabbos. Big day Shabbos. Special halacha of Shabbos. Now, the reason why Talmud Chochem is Shabbos is very simple. Because Shabbos Kodesh is Beis HaMikdash. Shabbos is Amokam HaShoreis HaShechina. And that's what Talmud Chochem is. Talmud Chochem is someone who learns Torah. It's not my discussion to discuss at this moment. A Talmud Chochem does not have to be someone who sits in a kollel all day. Talmud Chochem does not have to be someone who even is Mutsuvu with Talmud Torah. Talmud Chochem can be a man, Talmud Chochem can be a woman. Talmud Chochem, how the Chofetz Chaim used to say, In slang Yiddish, they used to call alam. That is alam. Is alam someone who is a learned person who is a big Talmud Chochem? The Chofetz Chaim used to say, "What is a gazlan? Someone who knows how to steal, or someone who steals? Someone who steals. Alam is someone who learns, someone who practices Torah, someone who dedicates his life to learn Torah whenever he has time. That's a Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem is Bechinas Shabbos." Someone who is dedicated to learn Torah, that's Shabbos. And therefore, just like Shabbos, is something which embraces the whole person. Shabbos, they have special clothes. Shabbos has a special home. Shabbos has a special table. Shabbos has special food. The Rambam says that Talmud Chochem has a special clothes. Talmud Chochem has a special manner of speech. Talmud Chochem has a special way how he goes. How he conducts himself, Talmud Chochem, Bechinas Shabbos, it embraces the whole Talmud Chochem. Now, I'd like to just put one very important nekud. Lemaise, the essential point of Shabbos is Shabbos. Shabbos means Shovas Shvisa, as we mentioned before. V'chol odom lo yeh bo'el moed. There is backless to Shabbos. When Shabbos Kodesh comes, it's a halacha kol melachtecho asuyah. And we heard Mishnah Maisis from Kodesh Elia and from simple people. The Tzelot Tehele Yira Kodesh, that when his father passed away, he got the Yidiyah on Shabbos. At Kefir Tatish, Mitnish Gevus, people had finest Kefir Tatish, and with the Simcha, with the Kedusha, with the shine of Shabbos. But Tzoye Shabbos, he just said the word Amal Ben Kodesh Lachoyel, he just finished a glass of wine, and he fell as Mamish with Tzoochus, with Bechias, as if two different worlds. Shabbos Kodesh is a shvisa. It is completely a shovas from. And today in our generation, I've heard mice, I mean, my people, I know people that lost, they got the idea on Shabbos in Israel. Several years ago, there was a bichut, the evaluation of the shekel. And there was a chassidish in the Gerard Bas Medesh, a person that lost the mamish, he got the idea on Shabbos, he lost etlecha tzenlecha $1,000. And Mamish people say that on Shabbos, it was noticeable. Came Motzei Shabbos, does the world get the Havdalah? Oh, the Gemara al-Khurban. Pashat, the man turned black. Even to our generation, people have the koyach on Shabbos to be Shovas. Shovas. Shabbos is the day of Shavis. Kol malachtecho asu. Now, one of the nekudas of Talmud Chochem, and I mentioned before, v'chol odam lo yibo el moed. When you're in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, when you're in Shabbos, dedicate yourself to Shabbos. Dedicate yourself to Shabbos. Remember that it's Shabbos. And again, you don't have to generate Shabbos. If you want to taste Shabbos, you want to enjoy Shabbos, what do you have to do? Remember that it's Shabbos. Don't distract yourself from Shabbos. Don't pick up a narish paper. Don't talk dvarim b'talim. Don't go around gossiping. Remember that it's Shabbos. When it's a Shabbos table, don't get angry. Have savlanus. Remember that it's a Shabbos table. All afternoon, if you're bored, take a sefer kodesh. Remember that it's Shabbos. Remember that it's Shabbos. Be careful not to do anything which is contradiction to Shabbos. And Shabbos will penetrate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's His presence. You don't have to go out to get it. It's His presence. But what do we have to do? We show us. Completely put ourselves into embrace of Hashem. That's what Shabbos is. Let Him embrace us. Not to take out the mechitzas. And the same is true with Talmud Chochem. A Talmud Chochem is somebody that when he is oimid lifnei Hashem, at this moment, show us. I'm going to stop for a moment with a joke. I said it several times in the seminar. I didn't say it for a long time. It's a joke which mamish emphasizes Shabbos and emphasizes Talmud Chochem. They say a mice with Hershlas de Polyu. Hershlas de Polyu was, I think, over. We all know about the jokes. Hershlas de Polyu. Once came to a town, and he went to the Shabbos. He says, "I'm hungry this Shabbos. You set me up by a Sabbath bus, but the Chabivos Dova says." And actually, before he finishes, he says, "You see this guy? I like him. He looks good. I want to go to his house in Shabbos." So the Shabbos says, "Shesh, you're crazy. You know what this guy is? This guy is a come to the world at Mishkazan. What says he's a poor man? He's not a poor man. You know what he does? He invites people to Shabbos for this house. But should I carry up the shnickel bread? He starts schmoozing with them. Where you from? What do you do?" And the person has no time to eat. He puts down a portion of fish, he pulls it away, puts down this. You go out hungry. Hashem says, "That's food for me. I'll take care of it." The kids, he comes to the house, the Shabbos, makes Kiddush, passes out a little wine, you know how to talk, so he gives a little bit of wine, come bashach the hand, puts a nice pile of challah, break the fish. Heschel's man visited. So Heschel found out where this guy is from, so he said, "I come from Leipzig." "Oh, Leipzig, it's my stadt, it's my town. Tell me, do you know the grocery man on this street, do you know him?" "So, of course I know him, but never he passed away, he's dead." And the guy says, "Malki, excuse me, his wife in this kitchen, and Herschel is eating the challah, eating the fish." "You heard? Better the grocery man died. He owes me 1,000 rublech. I'm a real man. Tell me, Herschel, you know, there's a butcher shop up the corner there. What's with him? How's he doing?" "Yeah, but he's also dead." Herschel is eating, and the guy is crying, and this the fruit man is dead. She says, "Herschel, come, what happened to Leipzig? Everyone's dead." She says, "When I eat, everyone's dead." Wenn ich jetzt alles gestorben. Rabbi, it's a joke, but that's a Talmud Chochem. When we come to our Esek of Yiddishkeit, I don't know, this side of the Mechitz doesn't know what I'm referring to. But if you see, you know, sometimes you see a Bochum in Yeshiva. It's such a picture. It's two Bochum learning on a stand there, learning by a small rabbi. And the Bochum has to go out to the bathroom, excuse me. He goes out, washes his hand, and he makes a shayotz. You know how he makes a shayotz? Shayotz every seldom with Chochma. And he says, on the way, and looks around, and when he gets to the standard, where is the Chogos, or Mafli La'asayis? And then La'asayis starts to dig in the Gemara. And the Chavrusa says, "Amen." Is that the way to talk to Hashem? Taking a walk, and where is the Chogos, or Mafli La'asayis? Why don't you stop for a moment? Do Esther, you're talking to Hashem. Alles ist eingestorben. When we learn Torah, when we're benching, when we're davening, what does it need to distract us? In Beis HaMikdash, there's a halacha. Let me tell you a very special halacha in Beis HaMikdash. In Beis HaMikdash is a halacha. A kohen is doing a voida. Is doing a voida. And he finds out, Rachman al-Islam, that he's a oina. That a close relative passed away. Now, the halacha of the Torah is, an oinon is posula avoid. If he's an oinon, he's not allowed to do the avoid. So the Rambam says like this, if a kohen is doing the avoid, and someone says, wait a second, you're an oinon. Your relative Rachman al-Islam passed away. And he takes the avoid, he puts it down and runs out. He's over a lot, I think he's chayav nisa. There's a law, min hamikdash lo yaitze, don't run out of the Beis HaMikdash. What's he supposed to do? Put down the avodah, and very, very slowly, go out of the Beis HaMikdash. But if you throw away the avodah, it's a law in the Torah, min hamikdash lo yaitze. And by Shabbos, we also have this idea. Hama'achri matiz min ha-Shabbos. El HaChidim didn't used to throw away Shabbos. Like someone said, Shabbos is so hot, you never forget my Ashleider, what do you do to you? Last minute, look at the watch and take out the cigarette. Shabbos Kodesh, hold on to Shabbos in the moment. A moment before Shabbos, a moment after Shabbos. The same is true with Talmud Chochem. Talmud Chochem is someone that when he's in the Kodesh HaKadosh, when he's learning Torah, he's making a bracha, he's davening. At this moment, Alt Gishtorm, he is now in the Kodesh HaKadosh. Kol Melachtoi Asui. And just like Shabbos Kodesh, the greatness of Shabbos is not generated by us. The greatness of Shabbos is a present. The same is with Torah. Torah, and it's a long discussion, Torah is an individual. The pasuk says, "In tazvei niyom emayim azvek." If you leave me, I'll leave you. Torah has a very, very, very personal opinion about himself, kaviyochol, what to do, whom he likes, who he goes to. Torah gets insulted. In Tazveni and Imam Azbukit, Rabbi Ruchel Mashgiach Mir used to say, when you're learning by a Gemara, and you're on a standard, and you leave the Gemara over, and you go away, he said, when you come back, you think the Gemara is waiting for you? You left. And the Gemara also left. So when the Gemara is not, the Gemara is not here anymore, you'll try, you'll see. The Gemara leaves, you know, so all of a sudden you can't concentrate, and you go home. Because Torah is a present from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zachor v'sveim HaShabbos, remember that it's Shabbos. Don't interfere with Kedusha of Shabbos. Let Shabbos embrace your home. Remember that it's Shabbos. Be careful that it's Shabbos. Don't talk Torah B'Teilim on Shabbos. Don't read Narishkeit on Shabbos. Don't talk Narishkeit on Shabbos. Concentrate on Shabbos Kodesh. As I mentioned before, don't even do anything with Shabbos. Don't make a cake on Shabbos, Hashem says. Just sit with me on Shabbos. That's what Kodesh Baruch wants for us. That's called Shavas. Because Shabbos Kodesh is an embracement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a tata embraces a kid, what is a kid supposed to do? Don't do anything, just don't move yourself out, don't run away. It's a kiss from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's an embrace from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just don't run away, don't ruin it. When Shabbos Kodesh comes in, you're being embraced by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You don't have to do anything, but just realize who's hugging you. Just realize what's going on here. Zochar, remember that it's Shabbos. Shema, be careful not to run away from Shabbos. And the same thing, if you are zecher to catch the Torah, to say a bracha, to daven Shemoneh Esrei, or to say Berachas Hamazon, remember who's embracing you. This is a Kodesh HaKadoshim. V'chol Odom liya ba'ol moyed. As Herschel put it so beautiful, ich bin gestorben. At this moment, there's no Odom. So Chazal said, what in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? No, even you, at this moment, you leave out your feeling of identity. That's what Shabbos Kodesh is, and that's what Talmud Chochem is. And that's why there's a special halacha of Kabbalah Shabbos. And there's three halachas of Kabbalah Shabbos. One halacha of Kabbalah Shabbos is, just like by Bekal Pini Ashkin and Har Sinai, the Torah says, the chibsu b'gdayim, the halacha kabbalah Shabbos are beautiful clothes. And a lot of people don't know this halacha. Many, the men aren't, some, you know, especially the Hasidish men, when it comes to kabbalah Shabbos, the Rishu, Angeton, Shemit, the Shtraimlach, but the Litvish, the Davin, sometimes, the Chagdayla, the last minute of Shabbos, you're busy. It's neged halacha. Or to chapel robin to bench licht, it's neged halacha. The halacha of chivsu b'deim is in kabbalah Shabbos, in the receiving of Shabbos. And then there's halacha that you're not even the Erev Shabbos. So Rambam says, shlo yikonez Shabbos shu'u en eipon, to wait for Shabbos. And I think maybe the reason why we don't enjoy Shabbos is because, as I said, Shabbos, we can't create Shabbos. Shabbos comes to us. So imagine Zevi Babi knocking on your door, Erev Shabbos, and walking in, and they hear from the kitchen someone screaming, "Hi, Mom, we'll see you tonight by the Shabbos table." The parents are suffering and goes away. Stop everything. Go to Zevi. Give a kiss. Go to Babi, give a kiss. And that's why it's a meaning when Shabbos Kodesh comes in, Yishakeinim and Yishik was beautiful. Say Shir Hashir. It's a Shalom Aleich to receive Shabbos Kodesh. It's a presence from HaKodesh Baruch. HaKodesh Baruch comes to us. Yishakeinim and Yishik was beautiful. And don't be busy when Shabbos comes. Shlayikonez Shabbos V'hu and Upon. To sit and wait for Shabbos. And know, and say to myself, what can I do? What can I do? What should I do? Should I jump? Just wait for Shabbos. Believe, Re'u ki Hashem nosan lechem asa Shabbos. Believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu, tell the Am Yisrael, I am giving them Shabbos. There is a delivery. There is a delivery from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Don't do anything. Just sit and realize and wait for Shabbos. And if Shabbos will come and you remember that it's Shabbos and you'll be careful with Shabbos, not to run away from Shabbos, to be within this embrace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Shabbos will open for you a mayon of brachas. A mayon of brachas. And the same issue with Torah, with Tefillah, also the same thing. Torah Tefillah is a delivery from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we are Baruch Hashem Zecher to get a hold of Torah. The moments, not all of us are Zecher to learn Torah all day, but the few moments or the few hours that we do Avodas Hashem, it's an embrace from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To be there, v'chol odom layir, to not run away, v'nei migdash layayitz. And then, when we let ourselves be embraced by Shabbos Kodesh, Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us, that Shabbos Kodesh should be ma'ayin of brachas, and we should be zeichah b'schus Shabbos to all the brachas.